upgrading your computer to Windows 8 right now is really cheap. Should you do it? I don't think so. I'll tell you why.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor. Tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Hey there, thanks for joining me. I am Scott Johnson, and if you're new here, stick around for a few minutes. Stick around for a few episodes. I think you'll like what we do. We talk about all kinds of cool things you can do with your computer, or actually cool things that your computer can do for you. We also talk about stuff that you need to know in order to use your computer more effectively. What we don't do is all the techie mumbo-jumbo. This is episode number 12, and information for this episode, such as links and graphic images, can be found at computertutorflorida.com/012. In the news recently, actually about 10 days ago, Microsoft released the newest version of Windows, which is Windows 8. And boy, do they want you to jump on that bandwagon. They are pricing the upgrading cheaper than any upgrade that I remember in the history of Windows. It's only $40. And actually, if you buy a computer right now that has Windows 7, you can get the Windows upgrade, if you buy it at the same time, for only $15. Now, think about that. $15 for the newest, most cutting-edge version of Microsoft Windows. But that doesn't mean you should get it. Now, all I'm going to tell you is my opinion here, but I think I can make a pretty good case for it. You should not upgrade to Windows 8, at least not right now, and maybe not even ever. Now, wait a minute. Did he just say not ever? How is that possible? You have to upgrade to Windows 8 at some point, don't you? Well, no, you don't, actually. If you remember, there was a little thing called Windows Vista that came out a few years ago, and a lot of people skipped it entirely. In fact, a lot of people even now are upgrading from Windows XP to Windows 7, which means they're skipping Vista. And that's because Vista is not, let's just say it wasn't one of Microsoft's shining moments. It's not very popular for a variety of reasons. I'm guessing that a lot of people are probably going to skip Windows 8 the same way. So why shouldn't you upgrade? Well, I'm going to give you a few reasons why most people shouldn't. First of all, Windows 8 is very different from any previous version of Windows that you already are used to using. For most people, it's not very intuitive. The screen is not your typical icons with your start button and your list of programs to choose from. If you haven't seen what the Windows 8 screen looks like, take a look at my website. That's computertutorflorida.com/012, and you'll see what I'm talking about. There's definitely going to be a learning curve involved when you go up to Windows 8. If you use your computer for work or school, you're not going to want to have to take the time to figure out how to use it all over again. You've got stuff to do. You see, the different design for this version of Windows is because it's really made to be used on a tablet computer, not on a desktop or laptop. It's set up for a touch screen, which most people don't have. Now, yes, you can use it even if you don't have a touchscreen computer, but that's not really how it's intended to be used. Of course, everything is moving toward tablets and touchscreens and mobile computing, so Microsoft really had to make this drastic move in order to stay competitive and even relevant in the industry. But a lot of desktop users and laptop users will not like it. A second reason, if the learning curve doesn't scare you off, consider the bugs. Every new version of Windows has bugs as well as security issues. Why go through all that headache of using an imperfect operating system when Windows 7 works fine right now? Your life is just going to have a lot less stress if you let all those other people upgrade and find the problems, and then give Microsoft the time to come up with the patches and the fixes and the solutions. If you really want to upgrade to Windows 8, at least wait 6 months or maybe even a year and just let them iron out those wrinkles first. Third reason, and for me this is the biggest reason to not upgrade, is simply this. I love Windows 7. It works great, and it does everything I need it to do. It's going to be supported by Microsoft up to the year 2020, and by that time, something much better than Windows 8 will probably be available. Now, if you're still currently using Windows XP, I would really encourage you to upgrade to Windows 7. It's a big improvement. And believe me, I really loved XP back in the day. It was a great operating system. It's just outdated now. It seems like Microsoft's on this kind of a good-bad cycle. Like if you go back in history, Windows 98 was good. Then Windows Millennium was bad. Windows XP followed that, which was good. And then Windows Vista, which is bad. Following that was Windows 7, which is good, and Windows 8, well, you get the idea. Time will certainly tell, but for now, I think you're definitely better off staying with Windows 7. Do you have a question about anything computer-related? If so, let me know, and perhaps I can talk about it in a future episode. Just click the voicemail button on the right side of the screen, send me a message, or you can email me directly at pctutor, that's P-C-T-U-T-O-R, @gmail.com. Have a great week, and I'll see you next Monday morning. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.